All right, Hawaii's own Grant Harlan. Hey, second one until you made a mistake. You and Marshall going at it a little bit, which I thought was, again, once again, you guys going at it. Qualified well today, but little mishap?
Yeah, I felt pretty decent in practice, and then went in the moto, and first moto, dude, I mean, awful. Like, I started, like, fifth or something, like, right behind Phil, and got 15th, so I don't know.
Is that what happened? Okay.
I mean, like... Yeah. I rode so much better in the second one, and honestly, I went 1 mil higher on the fork.
Okay.
Went from unrideable to just fine.
Yeah.
Again, like Butts Creek.
Yeah.
Probably the only rider that can go 11, 10, 30, 14.
Right.
No crashes.
Right. Without anything
unreal.
Happening. Right.
Like, I feel like with this bike, like, it's good when it's good.
Yeah.
And when it's just a little off, like, I personally struggle.
Yep.
So maybe it's just me.
The window is not big.
Yeah. Maybe it's just my, just where I'm at this year. Mm-hmm. Like, my window of, like, being able to be good or not be good is pretty tight. So,
so second one until your mishap, you were riding happy?
I mean, I rode really well. Yep. My start was awful. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I got around a couple guys that passed me in the first one, so I was happy with that. Like, after Ironman got COVID and then rode Supercross on an outdoor shock and Supercross forks. So, like, this is my first time on this actual
setup. This is what you have now, though.
No, this is the first time I've been back on this setup with, like, not very much Supercross time. So, like, learning the timing and everything, I've kind of struggled. Kind of felt like I haven't ridden in a while.
Yeah.
So, happy to get the single points out of the way and struggle a little bit and hopefully figure it out for the rounds that are a little bit more important.
Yeah. Tomac ran a scoop today. Not many guys did. And I didn't think a scoop would work, but he rode pretty damn well.
I saw Kiefer tweet something about how the scoop has better lean angle than most people think. And I was really tempted to reply, it's also not as good as you think, but I refrain because, I don't know, Tomac's psycho, and I guess it works for him.
Right.
But when you're not on the throttle, it doesn't work.
How rough did the outdoor section get? I know last year that was a big thing, and I didn't walk over there. How rough did it get?
It wasn't, like, beat you up real bad rough.
But last year was bad, right?
Like, I don't know. Honestly, the hardest part was the soft spots of, like, the singles we were launching and where we were landing, and then, like
the wood chip holes,
that, and then, like, the double where the 65 kid crashed back onto the start straight, the double before that, like, just landing in a couple of the soft spots where, like, the Supercross stuff was good to hold up, but it was also, like, you know, if you weren't perfect, you got, like, really, like, a big kick out of it. So, I mean, the track was difficult, easy but difficult. I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan, and I don't think many guys were, but we all had to ride it, so.
All right, on to Texas next week, your sort of hometown race.
I mean, 30 minutes from me, so.
From the Big Island?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, enjoy that commute.
Yep.